Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Episode 2 of the Sip and Shot podcast. My name is Hans.
And my name is Angel.
Welcome back to another episode. How are you, Angel?
I am good. We just launched our first episode today.
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Today. Thank you so much for all the support. And we appreciate everyone.
Yes. Yes. Sharing. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's super exciting for us. The amount of support that we got from everyone is great. It's out of this world and it's super overwhelming. So if you guys haven't listened to episode 1, make sure you do. What are you doing? Why haven't you?
Yes, please go make sure to listen to that episode. But today, I want to ask you first, what are you drinking?
Okay, well, we're actually recording this at night. So I have with me a iced butterfly PT.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm. It's just blue flowers.
Sounds bougie.
It's just blue flowers, guys. It's not that bougie.
It's blue tea.
Mm-hmm. How about you? What are you drinking?
I am sticking to my personal favorite. I am drinking a nightcap, a bottle of beer.
And yes. Your go-to.
The go-to. And it's actually something that is related to what I want to talk about with you today. So the past week, I answered this consumer survey, marketing study, whatever you want to call it. The customer survey that I answered actually asked, what are the consumption habits of people in terms of like consuming alcohol pre-lockdown? So that's around 2019,
yeah, early 2020.
Yeah, and then during the lockdown, like the heightened, like super, we're scared everyone doesn't go out lockdown.
So that's around mid-2020.
March to
yeah.
like August, July of,
yeah, yeah.
of 2020, right?
Uh-huh.
And then post-lockdown, so that's late 2020 up until now.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So it got me thinking, in that span of like 2 years, do you think there's been
2 years?
Yeah, we're 2 years into this.
Sometimes
pandemic.
I still can't believe that it's 2 years. I can't.
Right? So in that 2 years, there's different phases already. So do you think there's been some kind of change already?
Well, definitely, in the sense that industry, the whole partying scene, thrives on people who want to go out, who need to be out. I personally am not an outside person. not outside person. I'm a homebody.
Homebody before it was cool.
Yes, I'm a no, not homebody. Homebody.
Okay.
So I preferred to be at home, or if I do go out with friends, it's within like a fixed group of friends, you know. When I wanted to go out before, it was with a fixed group of friends who were just a number of people, and I rarely go out to clubs. But definitely my consumption of alcohol has changed within the past 2 years or so, and definitely, for those who loved going out, it's definitely changed for them too. I mean, course, you go out more than I do. So I assume that your consumption is very, very different from what it was back then to how it is now.
Yes, definitely. And that's actually what I want to talk about today. So the first question in that survey is, how do you consume alcohol
before
pre-lockdown?
Okay.
So one, do you drink in a restaurant, a club, or a like pub? May mga pub pa nga dun.
Oh my god!
I don't even know what's the difference.
Why is it that when I hear the word pub, there are only two things that come into my mind? So there's a local pub here in our village.
Is it the Irish one?
Yeah, it's the Irish one. Oh. And then there's another one. The McLaren's look-alike one.
McLaren's, isn't it?
That's McLaren's? I don't know. I've never been there. But I just call it the McLaren's look-alike because if it's called McLaren's, then okay, that makes sense. That makes even more sense. But those are the only pubs. Are those what they define pubs to be like sports bars?
Yes, something more chill and more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this just proves how much of a non-party person I am.
But that's what I miss. I miss going out to like different bars and pubs. And,
yeah.
Like, experiencing, because before, right? When going out was still like a huge thing. There's a different kind of bar for every kind of person.
Exactly. And the thing is, you, aside from going out for fun with friends, mm-hmm. you would go out for work.
Yes.
You had to attend these like parties. I don't think they're always like parties.
Client nights
and stuff like that. So you would go out for fun with friends. You'd go out for mm-hmm. fun with office mates, as in like non-work stuff with office mates. And then you would also go out for work.
Yes.
So
that's the best part.
I think you have been able to experience every single pub or bar or whatever you call it, you know, whatever. Personally, drinking place. What's your favorite?
Okay, you got me there. This is gonna be a very tough choice, but personally, I want somewhere a bit more laid back, so I'm gonna say brewery.
Ooh, brewery. Is it really laid back though?
No, not really.
Not
it depends.
Really.
It depends on the night.
Because it's right within Island. Island yun, right?
Yeah, it's the whole... Yeah. The palace.
The palace. It's within that complex. Thing. So is it really chill? I think it's chill until it's like 11:59 p.m.
If you compare it to the other bars there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right. And if you stay in the inside of brewery.
Correct. Yeah,
it's pretty chill there. Okay. Yeah, probably when it hits till midnight, it doesn't become chill anymore.
Oh wait, I remember one time that it wasn't chill. Me and my office mates went to brewery, and then it just so happens that it was Jaeger night.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Jaeger night. They tried to attempt, I think, like a world record or
I think
it was a record of Jaeger shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they placed all of the glasses on top of the bar, like all around the bar. And if you've been to brewery, you know it's a long bar, right? It's a
mm-hmm.
it's
a pretty long like bar.
The half of the whole place.
Yeah.
So they attempted that, and then everybody was like shouting, and they were so excited because everyone gets a shot.
Oh,
everyone
okay.
gets a free shot, right?
I'm so sorry, but I just thought that like one person would have to take.
No. That's over,
No. I thought like I thought it was like a tag team thing. This person will drink until here, this person will drink. So it's like, okay, so everyone just gets one and drink. So it's everyone, like a most shots drank at that
yes,
time.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But then it was poured all at once. So that's the record. So
okay.
all of the bartenders.
That sounds fun.
Later that night, we were just chilling, you know, eating and drinking. And then all of a sudden, like, girls started to dance on top of the bars.
That's when you know.
It wasn't chill at all.
No. I mean, the fact that they were doing a Jaeger bomb. No, not bomb. It's not Jaeger bombs, right? It's just Jaeger shots.
Jaeger shots, yeah.
The fact that they were trying to do that, you know, it's not going to be chill anymore.
It's not going to be chill.
You know. So I'm assuming that that's your favorite go-to. That's your favorite bar. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I had my 21st birthday.
I
can barely remember, right?
Yeah. Barely remember anything.
Barely remember.
You can't barely remember
anything. For someone who doesn't go out as much, what's your favorite? Where is your favorite place?
We're talking drinks as in alak, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a favorite.
Ooh, most memorable? I don't know.
Most memorable will probably be Gorda because it's one of our go-tos, but it's not mm-hmm. my favorite. Because you know, I have a favorite drink,
which is
if we're talking about like what do you call this? Like hard drinks, like not mm-hmm. like just. With a hard base. A mixed drink. Yeah. If we're talking about a mixed drink. mojitos, cocktail. Definitely. Ooh, a cocktail, yes. Why can I not think of the word cocktail? Why did I have to like struggle? Like
a mixed drink? Mixed drinks?
No, it's a cocktail. If we're talking about cocktails, I love me a mojito.
Oh, I love me a mojito also.
But if we're talking about my favorite alcoholic beverage, it's definitely wine. Mm-hmm. Like a sangria or something like that. Oh, wait, tintas. No, I just remembered what my favorite drink probably is outside of a mojito. Cable cars, ano, punyeta.
Oh.
I'm not cursing. I'm not cursing. That's the name of the drink, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay, that unlocks so many memories.
I think that would be my favorite because aside from the drink, which is a backstabber, by the way, because you don't feel the alcohol. Yes. It feels like you're literally just drinking iced tea.
It's like
but,
juice.
some of our favorite bonding moments with our friends also happened there. It was one of our favorite places to go catch up with certain groups of friends that we rarely see.
Yes.
So, it
definitely gives us also that bang for the buck.
Yeah, dude. It's so, sulit.
Yeah, because 100 pesos, 105, 110. I can remember.
No, I remember the puñeta was under 100 pesos.
Yeah.
Probably like 90, 95, ganon.
Yeah, so you can get drunk for like 500.
Yeah, the thing is, the food there is good.
Oh yeah,
it's not bad. It's good.
Just get the nachos, you're good.
Totoo. So I think for me, as a person who does not like to go out a lot or party, my favorite place would be tied to the memories of who I see. So that would be Cable Car. But definitely, I have no like go-to place.
Fair enough.
So, but okay.
So most of the places that you've been to are those more of the casual drinking places?
Like yeah. No, I would not survive in a place like Palace or Island.
Like Valk? Do you even remember Valk?
Oh my gosh! Did you know Valk followed me on Twitter before?
Me too.
And I was so weirded out by it. Like, why are you following me? I don't even go there. But then, they followed me before. That is just a funny question. I was like, why would you follow me? I've never even been there. But I don't think I would survive in that type of places, and it's not because I don't like to drink. I mean, like, I don't know.
You get lit. You get drunk. You're a pretty strong drinker before in your heyday.
Yeah. I mean,
drinking down,
I can if I want
shots
to.
Of tequila but
let's
no
be
problem.
Honest, kasi I am the mommy of the group, of every friend group. I am the person who takes care of all the friends, make sure they don't do something stupid that they will regret in the morning. I'm the one who drives them home. So
oh my God.
I am the sober one.
The designated driver.
I'm the designated driver. And I don't mind. Because
everyone needs one.
Because it's more fun for me to see everyone wasted and be like, do you know what stupid thing you did last night? And then have videos on my phone and
oh my God, the receipts.
Have the receipts, yes. You know, start listening to them crying and making cuento and then go like, I know. Yeah, you know, just making oto-oto. It's fun. I'm that friend.
I'm actually the
person. You're the one that gets drunk.
No, not all the time. The one I'd like to be the one beside mommy of the group.
You're the enabler.
Because yes, I'm the enabler. Because I don't drink as much, but then I want everyone else to drink.
He pours the shots for everyone.
Yeah. Like, let's go.
And he's the type of guy that when he's pouring a shot for someone else, he'll fill it to the brim of the shot glass. But when it's for him, he's gonna fill it like halfway through.
Smart friends, they be like, oh, I'm only gonna drink if you drink, dude. Like, okay, let's take a shot together.
What he's going to do.
But that's the only time I drink.
No, that's not it. It's not just that's the only time you drink. Uh-huh. You're not going to fill yours the same way that you fill theirs. So it's totally unfair because by the time they're wasted, you're just like starting to catch up with them.
Exactly.
You're the enabler.
I want everyone to turn up and then just enjoy. I mean, I'm
you,
the,
while everyone's getting drunk and I'm staying sober to make sure no one does anything stupid.
I'm the opposite.
You're in the middle, tipsy, but still conscious enough.
The one holding the bottle.
That's true. Yeah. You're the reason why the drunk people are drunk.
That's something that I like to do, but can't do as much when you're at a proper club talaga, like the Tugstugan. Kasi, number one, bottles are expensive. It's like times
That's
three.
True. Plus the shots there are typically super watered down.
Exactly.
Despite being super expensive, by the way.
You don't get the bang for your buck.
No, you don't at all.
And then, two, it's hard to hear when someone's talking to you.
Actually, I think that's what I hate most about those types of clubs.
Diba? Kasi I think for both of us, what we like about drinking and like socializing is that being able to actually talk.
Social. Be social.
Be social.
Actually, you know what? I think that's what I am. I'm a social drinker.
Social drinker?
Shout out. No, because I'm the type of person na I don't drink when I'm stressed. I don't drink when I'm down.
To forget.
I don't do that. But if I'm at an event and someone offered me a drink, for example, like we're out with friends and everyone's drinking. Okay, I'll have a glass. That's it. But I don't have the intentions of getting drunk. When after a long day, if I'm tired, if I'm stressed, rarely do I crave alcohol. I'm not that type of person. So maybe that's what I am. I'm a social drinker.
You're a social drinker.
Yeah. And are you a social drinker? You're not a social drinker.
No. I can be.
You're a mix. I think you're a hybrid.
Yeah. I'm a hybrid. I'm fun to be with.
Because you get along with people. No matter, even if you just met them 5 seconds ago.
I think I developed that in college. You know, those happy Thursdays.
I don't think happy Thursdays was my thing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. Well, for two reasons. One, I don't stay at Taft.
Yeah.
I go home. Mm-hmm. And two, by the time I hit my third and fourth, was it really a fourth? Senior year of college. Mm-hmm. Most of my majors were at night. Mm-hmm. So while everyone else was turning up and getting drunk, I was studying in school. Yeah. Because remember...
Even if we invited you.
Yeah, I get invited. But then my class is like 4 to 9 or 6 to 9. Because... You know, since I don't stay at Taft, it doesn't make sense for me to have a class at 9 a.m., wait for 10 hours to have another class at 7 or at 6. Yeah. You know, it doesn't make sense. So when I go, okay, since what's important are the majors, I will schedule my majors first, which is mostly at night, and then just fill it up with the other minor subjects. And most of the time, that makes my schedule at night.
Night shift to college.
It was fun though, honestly. It was an experience to walk to the parking and just be greeted by people puking on the streets, falling down while walking, screaming at their boyfriends or screaming at their girlfriends
people
or whatever.
Fighting.
It's so funny.
There was one time I encountered this girl on my way home from like a 9 p.m. class. She was already half naked being carried by her other girlfriends. In Taft, nothing good happens after 7 p.m. Not 2 a.m., like 7
p.m. Because people start drinking at like 5.
Yes. While the sun's up.
What's funny is sometimes the people there aren't even from the schools around Taft.
Yes.
So what happens is
we got like a lot of visitors.
We got a lot of visitors, and since the visitors aren't from there, they would make the most out of their visit. So they would get wasted. Grabe.
I think at the same time, that's also how we were able to like nourish or grow that social drinking behavior, because while all of the visitors and all of the outsiders are like partying in all of the bars, the Taft people, the Taft kids talaga,
would drink in their condos.
Would drink in their condos. Yeah, that's true. Or the places.
Or they would leave Taft.
Or they would leave Taft and we would go to... Not me.
Excuse me.
And we would go to like BGC, Makati, Poblacion.
Yeah, those were the tambays of our friends and our batchmates at college. Best. Yeah. But definitely, I think college is where people, aside from learning how to drink and learning how to have fun and party, that's where people learn how to be with people. Yung pakikisama in Filipino. Exactly. I don't know what the English word for that is, but marunong makisama, di ba? That's where you learn how to... Congeniality. They learn how to vibe with other people. So
yes, vibe check.
Vibe check, exactly. So I think that's what taught us or what prepared us for that. My question to you now that you've reminisced all of that, do you miss it? You went out a lot more than I do.
Definitely. I miss it, definitely. I mean, going to the different bars. As I mentioned, I went to a lot of different places that actually had different themes. It's really fun. Like the one in San Juan that also looks like McLaren's, the one in the south that's like the Irish pubs, and then getting to talk to like different people. Like you meet different people from different backgrounds. It can be like a mutual friend or like a total stranger that can actually say like, hey, do you want a job? Do you want a job?
Oh, no.
A foreign US who worked from home base. I was
like, random people.
No, but sure, tell me about it. Those were the good days. I mean, I think you can say I'm like an extrovert.
You are. So, you definitely are.
But yeah, that's something that I can't really do now, or people can't really do now that we're in lockdown and then since 2020.
Yeah, well, honestly, I don't miss partying because I don't party, but I miss going out, meeting with friends, catching up. I miss just laughing over drinks and food.
Over a glass of sangria.
Yes. And just reminiscing, you know, catching up. And yeah, that I think I miss it to an extent, but not to the extent of yours, where it's because you also live the life of the party, which I think that's what is basically what you miss the most about it. But yeah, you miss going out because you miss the idea of being the life of the party.
Yes.
Whereas I mostly miss just the idea of seeing people in person and catching up and just having a good time. Like drinks or no drinks. That's what I miss.
Yes. It's very different right now. I mean, even if you do it online, you know, the inumans, the virtual get-togethers. I mean, it's fun because you can get to like drink and talk to people in different places all at once with different time zones even.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the good part about it. You get to connect more even if you're farther away from each other. Wow, lalim.
Lalim. But that's true.
But yeah, diba? Kasi, you get to focus more on the conversations. You get to focus more on really checking in on your friends, especially in this like, scary times, you know.
Sorry, natawa lang ako kasi when you said that, I realized. Oh, nga, no? How many times of an inuman was it like, wait, sorry, hindi ko kayo marinig? Or, ay, nakamit pala ako. Or,
nakamit pala ako.
You know, I mean, let's be real. That's probably happened at least once or twice. The beauty of technology is that it connects us, but then at the same time, it can also fail us. Inumans for me, they're fun. I mean, we mentioned in the last episode that it's something we enjoy, it's something we look forward to, but to a certain extent, it can feel draining.
Yes.
But draining in the sense that it's because we're talking to a computer and we're not actually seeing them face to face. And the thing is, we're already looking at the computer the whole day, you know, from work.
For either school or work.
Yeah.
You're gonna be in front of the computer, in front of your phone, and then you're gonna try to socialize again. through the computer.
Medyo mahirap.
Medyo mahirap.
Yeah.
But then it's also, I think, in my experience, it can also be very fun. I mean, remember we had times that we had inumans and we used the full potential of the technology through sharing the screen. So our gaming, our game nights,
oh, yeah,
can also be fun. I mean, that's one way to spice it up.
Yeah, we've had game nights. We've had birthday parties, which included like quiz nights and and bingos and all that. And what else? Sometimes we like do watch parties. Remember we did the listening party for... For yeah. Paradise Rising, right?
Yes, when the album came out.
Yeah, when the album
came out.
I had
the lights and everything.
Yeah, and then partying, we had a listening party with our friends. It enhances the experience to a certain extent when you really milk out the features.
Yes, but you just got to be really creative.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're still catching up. So it's, you know, when you can't see each other, it's better than nothing.
We had also that time, I think that was a Christmas party last year. We had the crazy hat theme.
yeah, we did. We did. I remember you went as...
a doctor,
a surgeon. Yeah, a surgeon at Grey Sloan. Because this was the time that I got him to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, that's for another episode.
Yes, that's for we can discuss that entirely another episode. But,
I wore like a blue top and then a mask and then like gloves on my hands to pretend like I'm in a surgery.
You
and
had that thing for your head too, right?
Oh, yeah. Like a scrub cap.
Yeah.
And then to make it complete, I changed my background to the OR room with Christina Yang.
Christina Yang and Preston Burke specifically.
Yeah.
So yeah, you went as a surgeon from Grey Sloan. I remember I didn't have hats. I don't have hats. So I only have Mickey ears.
Mickey Mouse ears.
So binawi ko na lang sa makeup, and I remember going as like a mermaid or something with my little mermaid Mickey Mouse ears. But it was fun. That was fun.
It was fun.
You gotta be a little extra from time to time, so that's fun.
Yes.
I have a question though for you. Since you mentioned earlier about your consumption pre-pandemic, has it changed?
Yes, that's actually one of the questions on the survey.
Okay.
Pre-pandemic, they ask like, how many bottles do you consume and blah blah blah, and how many times do you go out, blah blah blah. So
what was your answer?
And my answer, I was honest. Pre-pandemic, I went out like, I don't know, like 2-3 times a month. Depends.
No, definitely more.
Okay, fine.
Almost so, every Friday.
Yeah, once a week.
At least once a week.
Four, ganyan.
Yeah, at least four times a week. A month.
Diba?
At least four times a month.
Different place all the time.
Yeah. And different people.
And different people. And then the lockdown, the question was, do you drink at home? How many bottles do you consume at a time? And then it actually got me thinking, nabawasan siya. Very, very drastically. I mean, we can drink more at home since we're just at home. We don't have to worry about going out, driving, ganyan. But then, the overall experience, because it's different. I mean, there's this certain connotation, like drinking alone. Diba? It's like, may problema ka ba? Why are you drinking alone? But it's actually, I don't know, in my opinion, I think it's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, I mean, from time to time, I also enjoy a glass of wine alone, watching Netflix or catching up on YouTube vlogs or reading a book. And it's sort of therapeutic from time to time. But I'm curious from how many bottles to how many pre versus during?
Before pre, I mean, I was pretty conditioned, you know. Going out every weekend.
Definitely. I mean, I don't even count how many bottles you drink.
Yeah, we go hard, like tequila. Yeah, that was the thing. Ang chaser sa tequila is Red Horse. Beer and chaser.
Oh my God.
Like, okay ka lang ba?
What's funnier is he usually does this when he's not with me. He does this when he's with his friends.
Yeah,
so
bad influences.
No. It's just that when you're with them, you don't have to drive me home. So
Oh, right. And I don't have to drive also.
Exactly. So you get to drink more. That's when you typically bring out the beer and tequila combo, when you don't have to drive, which is good. Because guys, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
So from how many bottles of beer before to how many now?
Before me and my friends would, if we're talking about beer, let's talk about
just beer.
Me and my friends would drink about 1-2 liters, like the bottles, the liter bottles.
Ng Red Horse. Beer.
Ng Red Horse, Grande, Mucho, whatever. 500 and then yung 1 liter.
Okay, so, wait. So, each. In terms of regular beer bottles, how many is that?
If we talk about the 500, that's like 2 bottles. Because the regular bottle is like 250, 300.
Okay. So obviously it's around 4 if we do the 1 liter.
Yeah, if you do the math, yeah.
Okay.
1 liter, that's around 4. But now, I'm at home, I drink like 1 week.
Week.
Walang peer pressure eh.
No, tsaka, consider when you drink that 3-4 bottles before. May kasama pang tequila or vodka or whatever. It's a week. Ang week. You can't say the same about me because I just drink the same.
Same amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we go out, I usually have, when we used to go out with friends, I usually have either a glass of wine, maybe sangria or just straight up wine, or a mojito. Max na siguro sa akin yung 2 or 3 na drinks.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, glasses. But then the thing is, if I take a shot, 1 or 2 lang, that's it. But then, 1 or 2 with the other drinks.
With the other drinks, yeah.
Except for that one time that I drank the entire bottle, but...
Oh, yeah.
That's just one time.
Never forget because you can't remember.
And I don't know how that happened, honestly. Versus now... I pretty much drink the same eh. Because I'm not a hardcore drinker.
You're not, yeah. Compared to me and our other friends.
Yeah, but then I notice... laid back. I notice now, I get red faster. I get that Asian glow faster.
Asian glow, yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm not even done. I get it na. Whereas before, it's usually by the time that we're about to leave or go home pa lang that I feel the glow.
Oh,
yeah. So parang before, medyo conditioned pa tayo nun. Versus now, I'm just like, halfway through, oh shucks, I feel hot. I feel red. I look in the mirror or at my front camera like, oh my god, my face.
You're red.
So red. Yeah.
It's the Asian glow. Kasi, the reason why I drink is not really much more about like partying, keeping up with friends, you know. It's more about just relaxing at home. Because working from home, you know, takes its toll. So you gotta chill, sit back, relax, open a bottle of beer.
So do you drink
F1?
Such a bad thing. But yeah. do you like drink because you're stressed from work or it's just like a reward?
It's more of a reward. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at it na it's a sort of, how do you say this? It's like an answer to the stress. How do you say that?
An answer, a stress reliever.
A stress reliever, yeah.
Why can't we think of words today? Yeah. If someone can count how many words we've messed up today and let us know, that would be super helpful. We could start working on our diction. Not diction. See, wrong word again.
Sorry, I'm like almost done with my bottle also. I'm kind of...
I'm drinking tea. Now. I don't know why. I can't speak today. I'm drinking tea.
Anyway, but yeah, it's more of a reward. I mean, to relax.
Yeah.
To feel the sensations.
Yeah. Well, whether you drink as a stress reliever or as a reward, whatever floats your boat, it's good as long as you drink responsibly. So you've just said before you would drink sort of like a stress reliever to see friends, to hang out and have fun. And now you drink like as a reward, sort of like an I deserve this bottle to end the week sort of thing. Do you think you'd ever go back? Like, assuming the world is okay, everything is back to normal, and we can go out, do you think you'd ever go back?
It's gonna be tough. I want to go back, but then, you know, COVID is real. It's really, really stressful and very anxious to, like, just step out of the house.
Yeah.
More or less.
But I mean, like, let's imagine the world is, like, completely back to normal.
Like, okay, everyone's vaccinated.
Everyone is, oh my God. Safe. We all dream of that world where everyone's vaccinated. But, you know, just imagine everyone is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. We've found a way to sort of control COVID and be able to treat it properly so that it's not as scary as it is. Do you think you would be able to go back to that party phase of yours? Or do you think you would?
I would. I honestly would. I mean, not to the point that, well, it depends how old.
Because imagine, how old will we be at that time? Like, your 20s, your early 20s, your late teens, early 20s are like the prime years to, like, the party and get drunk and all that. Whereas you reach a certain age. There was an episode on Friends on this. Remember
happens after 2. I remember that.
Remember this episode with Ross and Joey and Chandler and Ross and Chandler's friend wanted to come over. Oh gosh, I forgot his name. I can't believe I forgot his name. But this was the cuento in a parang Ross woke up by the sea when he thought a dog was licking him, when it turned out to be like a sea lion or something.
I forgot this.
This was the friend that, like, every time they hung out with this friend, it was like a super wild experience for them. I can't remember the name. I can't believe I can't remember the name right now. But yeah, they had that one friend. And then Joey was like, you can have fun with me, you know. And then their friend doesn't show up. And then Joe's like, we can have fun. Let's go to the bar and all that. So they go out. They have fun. They come back to Central Park. And they're like, do you want to go home? I mean, I can't remember the exact. I know. Okay. If you guys can remember this exact episode I'm talking to you about. But basically, remember in Friends, they were starting to become in the verge of the 30s. They were because they started the show, they were in the early mid 20s, and then they started leaning into the 30s. So this was the time when they realized that they're too old to party. And I have a feeling that by the time we turn that age, baka kakaayos pa lang ng world, or maybe not even fully healed pa yung world. So I don't know if we would have the energy
from going to, like, early night, you know, pool club, island pala, and then pupunta na tayo sa Strums in Makati.
Okay, I have no idea. You lost me.
It's a great place. It's a great place. But then the crowd there are the titos and titas of Makati, where they listen to.
Why can't you just say we're going to, like, Barcino or something?
Because that's more bougie. That's more sit down. Strums is like boogie.
No. Okay, fine. Maybe. But then.
It's a cool place.
I'm a more Barcino type of person.
I know. The cheese platters and the sangria.
Yes. Doesn't that just sound like heaven right now? Or maybe we're just getting old.
Tita. Yeah, we are. We are definitely getting old.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Is it just the age, or is it just me as a person?
I think it's both.
Wow.
I think it's both.
But yeah, I think you will not go back to that.
Yeah, I think also. And it's going to be tough because most of the places that I want to are either closing down or already closed down. That's so sad. Yeah.
I mean,
most of the places in Poblacion.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't go out as much, but the few places that I like are either closed or we don't know if they're going to open back up ever again.
Yes, exactly.
So that's sad.
The pool, the palace, we don't know what's going to happen there. I know the bank bar, that's still open. That's one of my favorite places. Yes, please.
Oh, I forgot that you've been there. I've only read about it.
Bank bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty bougie place. I like that place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. Wow, I just can't imagine that most of these places that were once super iconic and super siksika ng mga tao before, it's now either gone or we don't know if they're going to open back up. Yeah, it is. But it's great that we got to experience that.
Yeah. The heyday. The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. I just wish that we had longer time to enjoy it.
But then that's something we can tell the younger generation.
In my time.
Nung araw.
Nung bata ako, alam mo ba?
Uminom kami ng punyeta.
Can you imagine that the kids, not kids naman now, but the teenagers now may never get that experience. Because imagine, before the pandemic, they're probably not even legal to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's be real, there are some kids out there who even aren't legal to drink, but still party. Kids. No. But there are some, you know, 16-year-olds pre-pandemic turned 18 in the pandemic, and they're never gonna experience going in a bar.
They're not gonna be able to turn up and like put their hands up when the DJ says so.
or when they do, they're probably gonna think it's uncool, you know.
Oh yeah. They're probably gonna do TikTok dances in the
Yeah. Wait, I just wanna cuento something, because I saw it in a party before during the pandemic. They were in a bar. This is not pre-pandemic, sorry, this is post-pandemic or during. They had headphones on, so it's like a silent bar.
That's a thing.
Right? That's a thing before, right? And then I saw it again, like somewhere in this world, it happened during the pandemic. And I was like, is that what life is going to mean? It's like, they can't even party together. So like, can you imagine all the bars in the future are going to be like silent bars? You're all dancing, but you could be dancing to different songs.
Mas lalo kayong di magkakausap.
Diba? Weird. Parang I can't imagine na ganun. And I can't imagine, like, yun nga, even with minimal experience, parang it's kind of sad to think.
It's not gonna be the same.
Yeah. It's kind of sad to think that there are gonna be some people who never experienced that.
Right. So actually, the last question on that survey is what behaviors, what practices or experiences you think will continue or stop post-lockdown?
Okay, we're talking about this as my personal practices?
We can do both. What your personal behaviors are and what do you think other people will stop or continue doing?
Okay. My personal practices, definitely my drinking habits will stay the same. Definitely. It didn't change. I mean, in the first place. Yeah, we like consistency here. What I think will change, though, is hopefully Filipino time.
My God.
I think that was one of the biggest issues before, was that the reason why we ended up late, like going home late, starting late, going home late, was because of Filipino time. And a big contributor to that is traffic. So, of course, traffic plus Filipino time, hindi natin nasusulit yung oras. So, parang, instead of, let's say we plan to meet at 7, because of the traffic, we ended up meeting each other at 8.
Swerte na yung 8.
Swerte na yung 8. Sometimes mga 9. Kunwari ganun. 9. And then, because we started at 9, napupush back yung time that we finish. Whereas if we all met by 7, we could have probably left by like 11. Okay. Right. Honestly, maybe it's just the Lola in me. But I would rather start drinking at like 7, go home ng 11, probably be in bed by 12, hopefully, in a perfect world.
Yeah, but what happens?
What happens is, I just got home ng 12.
Swerte na rin yun.
Swerte na rin yun. But, yeah, I think personally, that's what I would see and happening. See, personally, that's what I hope happens. That we get to see each other more and make the most out of it.
Yes.
I mean, like, if there's one thing I learned during the pandemic, it's that time is so precious. You miss the things that you don't get to experience anymore. So I would like to see those people that I haven't seen in over a year again. And even really spend time with them face to face. Yeah. How about you? What do you think are stuff you'd carry on or like think will stop?
I like to be more specific on this one, coming from someone who really experienced both sides.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what people would continue is drinking at home, especially like with a smaller group.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Friends,
I'd like that too.
It's safer. That's actually something we've done over the past few like months in this lockdown. Just small groups, drinking, cooking at home.
Yeah, it's
more personal. It's more fun after you get.
It's more chill too.
It's more chill.
And let's face it, it's more tipid.
It's more tipid, yes. Instead of buying like a 5,000 bottle of, you know, tequila.
You can probably buy it in the grocery for like
800.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, can I just say?
Yeah.
I want to be that friend.
The what? The host?
The host.
Oh, yes. I know you do.
I want to be the Monica of the friend group.
With the game night, you know, the
yes,
board games.
I imagine my future home to have like a bar with my favorite drinks, with all of my friends' favorite drinks, with your favorite drinks, with all these glassware ready for entertaining, oh, yes. The snacks, bar tools, and like all the games. I want to be that friend. So, yeah. Yes, I agree with you. That's something I definitely want to happen, and I want to be that friend to host that. So, yeah, what else?
Next would be the college things, the 5 seconds, alam Malaysia,
oh
the
my
dares.
God. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
The bar game, bar dares, whatever. What do you recall it?
I think people will be more conscious.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it's going to disappear.
What? 5 seconds, walang COVID.
No, because like, again, is this where assuming that everyone's vaccinated and all that?
Yeah. It's post-lockdown, post-pandemic.
You know, if everyone's vaccinated already, I don't think it's going to disappear.
Sabagay. Yeah, people are still going to be wild. Maybe even wilder because they have all this energy.
Yeah, parang ano, they've been deprived of it for so long.
Deprived, yeah.
So they're gonna go
they've
all
been
out.
Locked out of heaven.
Wow, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, so yun, diba? I feel that that's something I want to stop, but then you're right. Maybe it's gonna be just
again,
gonna get worse.
This is assuming that everyone's vaccinated. But if not, probably
please
it
don't.
Would stop.
Please don't do
it's gonna
that.
Be disgusting. Oh my gosh, are those your only two? Or do you have more?
Oh, well, lastly, I think would be, is actually, I want the bars to open up again. I mean, they were so creative, like, before the lockdown, like, before the pandemic happened, Poblacion was, like, really turning up. Everyone was going there. I mean, the James Reeds and the Nadine Lustres are going to your like the bar next to you. You can sit beside them, diba? Ganun siya ka lively, diba? And merong mga pub crawls, the Cinco de Mayo, all of the Halloween parties. It's just a fun energy that I want to see happening again. I want to see it back. And we were talking about it kanina na the younger generation might not be able to experience it. But then, I'm not even thinking about it. I want to experience it. I want to experience it again.
I feel like, yeah, you want to experience it again. But the question is, can you make it through the night? I don't think you can.
No.
You're probably going to be dead.
Not. Probably not. Probably get a couple of drinks at a bar and then go to McDonald's after.
Ooh, that sounds good though.
What? Like
Drunchies.
Drunk.
Drunchies. Drunk munchies.
Drunk munchies. Yeah, that's a go-to spot.
I mean, for some reason, everything just tastes better when you're drunk.
Munchies. Eh.
Yeah,
and
like
especially when it's like super greasy.
Oh,
you know,
yes. Plus, it helps with feeling
it
better. Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it? Oh my gosh.
That's
I feel
it
like
for me.
Wow, this is so reminiscent. You just remembered everything. We've talked about what we're gonna miss, what we're gonna give up, what we think stays the same, what we think we want to change. But do you guys have anything? Let us know.
Right. So yeah, thank you so much for taking me down through memory lane.
Thank you
so
much,
for
that market survey that you answered for letting us
I'm
think about how the world
answering.
Changes. But yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go finish this bottle of beer, my nightcap.
I am going to bed.
Okay, and we'll see you guys. Well, listen to you guys. I still don't know the words.
We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys. This is sick. We'll see you guys. Or fine. We'll just, that feels the most natural. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. This is Hans.
And this is Angel.
Bye.
Bye.